Here's what's trending.
What's trending right now is Von Miller is trending. He had a message from his hospital bed that he posted on Instagram. He's out for the season.
Care for him, obviously, like we would any player. We know how much this means to him in terms of playing and being with the team. So we look forward to getting him back, obviously off the field for the rest of the season and his leadership. And we're certainly thinking about him as he recovers here.
Interesting night for the Sabres last night. Game was on a TNT network, so kind of an odd network. But then they couldn't get the broadcast up and to the bird in the air so that you could watch it. And Sabres fans missed the opening of the game in the first few minutes when all the goals happened, which you don't expect. They got a handful of goals in the first few minutes
That's
of the game.
So
it was incredible,
weird.
But you couldn't see. You could, of course, listen to it on our sister station. As we proudly broadcast the Sabres games on WGR, Tage Thompson scored 5 goals.
Wow.
3 is a hat trick. 4 is a haul. If you get 5 goals in a game, that's called a glut.
And
that's what Tage Thompson
is it
got.
Where glutton for punishment comes from?
I don't know where it comes from, but I know if you throw your hat on the ice for the hat trick, what do you throw on the ice for 5? Tage Thompson, just one of them.
As the Sabres come back with a quick counter, here's Tuck plays it in. Thompson with a backhand, he scores! Tage Thompson off a great Russian feed from Alex Tuck. And the Sabres take a 2-0 lead here in the first period.
He became the second Buffalo player with 5 goals in a game. Dave Andrechuk did it way back when in 1986 in a game against the Boston Bruins. Tage Thompson, it was a record performance.
No, it hasn't sunk in. I don't think it will. I think, you know, the great and the bad part about this is I think you have a night like this, but tomorrow's a new day. Mm-hmm. And you can't be satisfied with where you're at. Obviously, it's a great achievement, and, you know, you want to be happy for yourself. But at the same time, like I said, there's more to do. We're not where we're at, where we want to be as a team. And it's my job to help us get there. And just got to continue to get better each day. And we'll enjoy this one tonight and move on tomorrow.
Wow.
So the Sabres rip Columbus 9-4. Interesting stat. While
9-4.
They have registered the most goals in the league for the season so far, they're not at the top of the rankings.
No, right.
No, they're
but the most goals.
Which
is
6 points out of a wild card.
Yeah, which is impressive to have that many goals for the season. But, you know, the game is about scoring goals, right? So there is that. Forbes magazine 100 most powerful women list is out. Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift are included on that list. Rihanna placed the highest at 73 thanks to her billionaire status. Fenty Beauty, The Savage, The Music, according to Forbes. Her net worth is currently $1.4 billion, making her a very rich person. 6 spots behind Riri is Taylor Swift, who ranked number 79. By the way, richest man in the world, no longer Elon Musk. It's now gone to a guy that runs LVMH, the Louis Vuitton guy, Bernard, the French dude. That is the richest man on the planet. So hit him up for a raise. I don't know. Do something. Guy's got some cash. Got some good news for beach travelers. If you would like to go to Nantucket this weekend, they have approved the bylaw, which allows everybody to be topless on a Nantucket beach. Guys, girls, dogs, cats, anybody can walk around without a shirt.
It'd be kind of cold to do that this weekend.
Not right now, but I'm saying for your summer travels, Jan.
Gotcha.
Some locals down there had been like, well, if he doesn't have to wear a shirt, why do I have to wear a shirt? And so they went through it, and the rule amends the town's protection of coastal areas and open spaces bylaws to say any person, all persons, may be allowed to go topless in public on a public or private beach within the town of Nantucket. So, you know, just like Europe now, right?
Yeah,
Nantucket,
just like it. Mm-hmm.
Free and clear. Let's go. Olivia Wilde will be there. You know, first one in line. Won't have to blur her out.
I was talking to my daughter about Olivia Wilde. I'm like, oh, did you see her at the People's Choice Awards, her revenge outfit? And her reaction to it was, yeah, that's what everybody's doing now. She's like, yeah, that's really in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, all right. She didn't even blink. Like, it's just, I guess that's, you know, the thing.
Yeah, it's
now.
One thing to do it out with friends. It's another thing to do it, you know, in front of the podium. On the network, on the thing, in front of the world. So there's
Did it, do you think it made Harry Styles call her up? No revenge outfit? Didn't work? Okay. Not even the win? Not even the People's Choice win?
I'm sure there was a nice text. Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Bye. Exactly.
Bye.
That's it for your news. 6:31 is the time. News brought to you by WellNow.